Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I'm Nicole Chen, Client Associate at The Lamb Group, located in Pasadena at UBS Financial Services, Inc. This week, we're discussing the oil market, specifically why recent geopolitical disruptions have not pushed oil prices as high as many investors initially expected. We'll take a look at how today's oil shock compares with past crisis and what has changed in global supply and demand and what it could mean for inflation and markets going forward. At the start of this year, markets were convinced that any major escalation in the Middle East would send oil to $150 per barrel or even higher. The logic was there. A disruption through the Strait of Hormuz would remove millions of barrels per day from global supply. In reality, that shock did happen. Global supply dropped by roughly 10 million barrels per day at one point, yet oil prices stayed closer to $100 and even fell at times. The real question then isn't why oil rose, it's why it didn't spike more. And the answer becomes clear when you view today's situation in the context of past oil crisis. Historically, oil shocks translated almost directly into extreme price increases. In 1973, the Arab oil embargo removed 4.5 million barrels per day, about 7-8% of global supply, and that caused prices to quadruple. In 2022, Russia's invasion of Ukraine disrupted around 2-3 million barrels per day, or about 3% of global supply, pushing oil above $120-$130 per barrel. In both cases, the prices reacted violently because economies were deeply dependent on oil and had limited ability to adjust. By comparison, today's disruption, despite being large, has produced a far more muted price response. One of the biggest reasons is that the world entered this crisis with stronger buffers. Commercial inventories and strategic petroleum reserves helped smooth the initial shock, preventing panic buying and giving markets time to recalibrate. Governments also are now far more coordinated than in the past, with the ability to release hundreds of millions of barrels into the market and stabilize conditions in real time. The global oil reserves today are estimated in the range of 1.5 to 1.7 trillion barrels, compared with roughly only 515 billion barrels in the 1970s, and that's nearly a threefold increase. At the same time, the demand side has changed in a way that may be even more important. Oil demand is no longer as rigid as it once was, and growth has slowed to roughly 0.8% annually. Oil now accounts for less than 30% of the global energy consumption, which was down from 40 to 50% in the 1970s. This reflects a structural shift across the global economy. For example, as we see in the rise of electric vehicles, improvements in energy efficiency, and changes in the overall consumer behavior. Another critical difference is how quickly supply expectations adjust. Modern oil markets are highly forward-looking, and right now, expectations of additional supply, particularly from Iran, are playing a key role in capping prices. The easing of sanctions could bring back roughly 1.8 to 2.1 million barrels per day of exports, along with an estimated 67 million barrels of crude sitting in floating storage that can re-enter the market relatively quickly. All of this feeds directly into inflation. Recent data shows core inflation at around 3.4% and headline inflation just above 4%, with energy acting as a major contributor to recent increases. In past oil crisis, similar shocks led to prolonged periods of high or even double-digit inflation, as energy costs filtered through transportation, manufacturing, wages, and all sectors. Today, because oil is a smaller share of the economy and demand is more flexible, energy-driven inflation is less persistent. The broader takeaway from today is that this is still an oil shock, but it is not a traditional oil crisis. Compared to the past, the global economy now operates with larger reserves, greater policy coordination, and a more diversified energy mix.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/the Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.